This edition of NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Sports are back, and MyBookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week. That's right, I said millions. Use promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. And finally, we're brought to you by our old friends at Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Okay, and welcome to NBA Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McKee. We are back again today with Zach Broner. We're going to be previewing all the games for Thursday, give you our picks, recap a little bit of what we've been watching. There's just been so much basketball since things kicked off on Thursday. I feel like my brain is already full. I can barely keep things straight. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and I got to say, tonight we should get, this is a recording Wednesday evening, we have that Brooklyn-Boston as the late game tonight, so hopefully some people can catch up on sleep as we have Brooklyn in the late game. But really, I mean, what's funny is, and I've heard other people say this, is any game that does not involve the Nets or the Wizards is a great game, and that's just the fucking great part about the bubble, is that you cut out the bad teams, and every game is a fucking it's a loaded matchup, you know?
Well, I mean, even that Wizards 76ers game today was close.
Yeah, we were just saying we finally got that cover.
I was not saying that I enjoyed watching it, but it is curious to see what the fuck is going on with the Sixers. They really seem like a team that just kind of plays to the talent on the other team. You know, like they play down, they play up, who knows.
Yeah, they're inconsistent, and that's what makes them so annoying to, you know, handicap, is because I could still see them winning the East and or coming out with a high ceiling finish here to the season, but I could also see them, you know, losing in the first round to anybody. And, you know, that Indiana, the hot team, we're going to talk about them versus your Phoenix Suns tomorrow, but they are not, you know, giving up the five seed easily. So Philly might still have to get Boston in the first round.
They've looked good, and we'll get into it in a second. But I was going to say, Phoenix and Indiana meeting up tomorrow on Thursday. They are the last two teams that are undefeated in the bubble.
Okay.
Imagine if you got those odds before nobody ever would have guessed that those would be the last two teams to not have lost the game yet in the bubble.
Yeah, and both of those teams have been really fun to watch. Good stories on both ends. That'll be an interesting game. Do you want to get into the full slate for tomorrow?
Let's do it. All right, we're going to kick off. We don't have odds for everything, but looks like we have about half the game odds. We'll kind of guess where we're at if we don't have it. So the first game we're kicking off with, that's an early one. It's at 10:30 a.m. on Pacific Standard Time. That's where I am right now. We have New Orleans at Sacramento. New Orleans is giving up 4 points. I'm just going to say right off the top, I like New Orleans here. They looked a lot better to me against the Grizzlies. I think that Zion's starting to figure it out, even though he seems still like he's gassed most of the time when he played 25 minutes. While this Kings team looked a little bit better against the Dallas Mavericks, and they got close to beating them, I still don't trust them. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a universe in which that OT loss to the Mavericks was kind of a last-ditch effort for the Kings. They're now 0-3 to start the bubble, and to get to overtime against a playoff team and blow it, definitely a tough loss for them to swallow. I like New Orleans here, too. This is a team that I think everyone was high on coming into the bubble, then sort of got off them as they started off slow. But keep in mind the conditions that made them sort of struggle against the Jazz early are getting better throughout the bubble, i.e. Zion's playing more, you know, their young guys are starting to look more comfortable. Could you imagine what this line would have been if the Pelicans had a slightly, you know, smoother start to the bubble? I mean, so yeah. I like New Orleans here too. I mean, they were being treated like a playoff team. Now all of a sudden, I guess there's not a lot of respect.
They came in as a real public team with Zion. Everybody wants to bet on Zion. Everybody wants to get Zion in their DFS lineups, which I'll note real quick. Zion did have 38.25 DraftKings points in 25 minutes against the Grizzlies, but they have now raised his price all the way up to 8,600. So he's pretty costly now. So I'm not sure how many people want to get him in their lineups. These two teams met up once this season, it looks like, and it was a very close game. Pelicans edged them out by 1 point, but that was without Zion. So I feel pretty good about taking the Pelicans here.
Yeah, no, I like the Pelicans a lot here, and if this line stays at 4, this looks like lock territory for me, Ryan, I have to say. And I know we don't have all the lines, but I like this a lot. New Orleans, look. This 8-9 seed all of a sudden in the West is wide open with the Jaren Jackson injury. Memphis loses again today. So, you know, these teams are hungry. And New Orleans, despite stumbling out of the gates themselves, still have everything to play for in terms of what they came to the bubble to do.
Absolutely. I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies, it's sad. I mean, but without Jaren.
Very sad.
They seem in total free fall, losing 4 straight. They could completely fall out of the playoff race altogether. They might not even be in the play-in game.
Yeah, no, it's tough, and that Jaren injury sucks. But Portland and New Orleans all of a sudden look like, you know, they're in San Antonio. Taking a loss to Denver today was big in the playoff race.
It was really big for the Suns. They still got a chance in the playoff race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just a quick break for a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Who was desperate enough to get some wagers in on the Marbula 1 marble races? Were you one of those people? We have been without sports for so long. I know I started betting on marbles. I mean, what else was I going to do? But this week we're in for a treat because 3 of the 4 major sports are back in action. MLB, NBA, NHL have all resumed play. And with no fans in the stands, we're taking advantage of some of these early game lines with MyBookie.ag. Plus, MyBookie just brought back the deposit bonus so you can grab yourself some extra cash to build up that bankroll. And the best part is when you roll with MyBookie, it's simple. You bet, you win, and they pay. There's a reason I tell people to visit MyBookie, and that's because it is the only sportsbook that asks the questions you and your friends actually want to put money on. Are Giannis's Bucks a lock to represent the East in the finals? Who's going to average more points, LeBron or Kawhi? Debating your buddies is cool, but I'd much rather throw down some cash to see who's right. You know what I mean? But truth be told, I'll bet on anything. That's why I'm pumped for the MLB and the NHL are back in action too. Lines, prop bets, futures. MyBookie has everything. Trust me, this is the only place you need to go when putting down money this season. Join today and MyBookie will match you your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Just enter promo code SGP when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Moving on to the next game, we have Miami Heat versus Milwaukee Bucks. We do not have a line for this yet. It just came out that they've already said that Jimmy Butler will be out. They've changed his designation from ankle soreness to foot soreness, which I don't know. It almost feels like they're just looking for excuses to sit him. I don't know what the Heat are doing with him right now. Do you think they're trying to save him?
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely been a sketchy week with Jimmy Butler, but how impressive was that? Was that win over Boston without Jimmy Butler last night for the Heat? I mean, Duncan Robinson and Bam Adebayo. I mean, that was a gutty win. And I think we were both in the Celtics. I locked up the Celtics.
Yeah.
And the Heat really, really impressed me in that game.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed watching that game. Your boy, Duncan Robinson, your best friend. to say, like, you know, with with Butler out again, Duncan Robinson feels like a very good DraftKings play here. He got real hot against Boston, put up a 31.75 DraftKings points. Still only $5,000. You go even a little cheaper with this Heat lineup, and Tyler Hero has been playing real well, and he's only at 3,600. So if you wanted to get in a little DraftKings action there. I don't know which way I'm leaning here. I'm not sure what the Bucks are doing. I mean, in that Brooklyn Nets game, they ended up playing like their entire bench. So
yeah, but also important note on that, that Bucks Brooklyn game. I mean, the Giannis was playing early. Their starters are playing early in that game, and they did not want the smoke from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
so, I mean, I obviously, when you look at the standings, they have nothing to play for, but the Bucks do need a little bit of get right here. You know, that tough loss to the Rockets, and you follow that up with a really lame effort against the Nets. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Bucks, you know, give their A game here.
Well, I think
this line will be interesting.
I think they need one more game technically to lock up the one seed. So they might just want to, I could see them getting more up for this Miami Heat game than they got up obviously for the Brooklyn Nets game. Especially without Butler, you would think that they would just want to put this one away.
So yeah, I mean, I heard a good point today. There was that it's surprising that Milwaukee didn't go as hard as they should against Brooklyn, because you would think they would want to punish Brooklyn to keep them in the eight seed. So they get Brooklyn instead of Orlando in the first round. So that and now Brooklyn is in the seventh seed as of now still. So that was a missed opportunity, I think, for Milwaukee.
I agree with you. And Orlando Magic seems to be reeling a little bit with that injury to Jonathan Isaac. Let's see if they can get right today. We are recording this about 7:15 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. So we haven't seen all the games yet, but yeah. Okay. So I'm leaning Milwaukee Bucks. We'll see what the line is. What do you think that line's going to end up right now without Butler in?
Yeah. Without Jimmy. I mean, I would say you're probably looking at 6 or 7, you know, Boston was around 3.5-4 over Miami. And we had Milwaukee around 4.5-4 over Boston earlier this year. So I would say around 7, at which point, I mean, look, Miami's a good matchup for Milwaukee because I think Bam is a very, very good Giannis defender.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, that doesn't necessarily come to bear in one game here. So we wait for this line, but I would be leaning Milwaukee anything reasonable.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, definitely check out our picks at sg.pn/NBA picks. We'll have them updated for tomorrow. I already mentioned this, but we have the last two undefeated teams in the bubble going head to head. We have the Indiana Pacers -3 versus the Suns. I mean, I don't even feel like I can be rational when I'm talking about the Suns anymore. So you just kind of start this.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Suns have been really impressive, and these have not been fluky wins. They legitimately went out and beat the Clippers. It was a playoff team. And, you know, anybody who likes to shit on the Suns in general has got to admit that these have been, you know, legitimately impressive wins. So I'll start with that and saying that you're not fanboying at all. You know, they deserve the credit for what they've gotten. Indiana also, I mean, they've shown out in the bubble, and really, you know, TJ Warren is emerging as what looks like, you know, somewhat of a new scoring threat for them. This line is really interesting at 3. I mean, I think coming into the bubble, you would have thought it would be a little bit bigger. But now after a few games, I maybe would have thought that this would have been a little bit closer to a pick'em. As Phoenix, I think, has looked. I mean, they've looked like a you know, back half playoff team, which is what Indiana is as well. So I would lean Phoenix 3 here.
I would lean Phoenix as well. I feel like it's kind of a toss-em right now because the Pacers, they've played great, but they're still without Sabonis, who is their best player all season. And with him out, I feel like the Suns have the height and the length to match up with, you know, Miles Turner. And then they don't have, like, necessarily, you know, too many big guys that, like, overpower them after that. Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges have been playing fucking great for young guys and really able to defend. These teams played once this season, and Pacers blew them out. But I don't know. I feel like these were two different teams. I don't know. Aaron Baines might be back, but he's still going to be coming into shape, getting himself into playing shape. So I can't imagine that's going to make much of a difference. I'm taking the Suns too.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing, you know, T.J. Warren definitely has had a lot of success against Ben Simmons for the Sixers, and the Magic also sort of stood no chance. I mean, ridiculously efficient scoring. But Mikal Bridges, I mean, has a case to be legitimately thought of as one of the best isolation perimeter defenders in the league at this point. I mean, he's been swallowing people whole. So, you know, hopefully Bridges can neutralize Warren a little bit, and then Indiana's going to have to dig a little deeper to find new ways to score after, you know, they've kind of been relying on T.J. Warren as basically a go-to guy. So we'll have to see how they respond to being taken out of that, because I think Bridges is almost certainly going to lock up whoever he's assigned to. I mean, that's who Bridges is at this point. He's an absolute lockdown defender.
Yeah, and as we saw in the scrimmages, he was actually scoring a lot more, but he definitely seems to be just focusing on defense once we've gotten to the bubble. I can definitely see him locking down T.J. Warren, although T.J. Warren did play very well in the one game. They did, you know, a former Sun, they traded him for nothing. He's got a chip on his shoulder, I'm sure. But yeah. He scored 24 points last time they met up. So definitely, you know, his – as far as on DraftKings, his price has ballooned since coming into the bubble because he's been playing so well. He's at $8,400 right now on DraftKings. That's $300 cheaper than Kawhi, but $600 more than Paul George. So I don't know. I would be careful about taking T.J. Warren in your lineup here, even though I guess you could say it is a revenge game for him and he's been playing out of this world. I feel like his price point is pretty high right now.
Yeah. I could see him... I could see him doing something similar to this for a while, but that is a huge adjustment, right away.
Oh, man, it has been so great watching just hours and hours and hours of NBA basketball. And you know what makes it even better? Putting in some DraftKings lineups on these games. I mean, hey, we're all excited to see what happens as week two of basketball keeps going. But if you want to up that excitement a little more, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is offering you a shot at millions of dollars every day this week. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy basketball is easy to play. Just pick 8 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up the points for three-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more. There's no better way to put your basketball knowledge to the test than to compete for your share of millions of dollars. But if basketball isn't for you, which I don't know why you listen to this podcast, but okay, DraftKings is offering plenty of fantasy golf action on this week's major as well. Get in on the action before the golfers tee off tomorrow for a shot at $1 million prize. With millions of dollars up for grabs this week, there is no better place to have skin in the game than with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code SGP to get a shot at millions of dollars every day in prizes. That's promo code SGP for millions of dollars in prizes every day this week, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Two teams that the Suns have beat here in the bubble. We've got the Los Angeles Clippers -4 against the Dallas Maverick. Now, after the Clippers just lost to the Suns, I can see, you know, we saw what they did after losing to the Lakers. They came out and they absolutely torched the Pelicans. I'm going to say that they're motivated to really rub Dallas's face in it. And then the Mavericks, they barely pulled past the lowly Kings who've been playing like crap. I don't know what is wrong with Dallas right now. They're still putting up a lot of points, but they just can't seem to really lock down teams.
Yeah, I do not know what's up with the Magic with the Mavs right now. That win against Sacramento was very uninspiring. I think they were also somewhat of a trendy team coming into the bubble, but not great in terms of, you know, offensive efficiency late in games, although their offense has been ridiculous early in games, and they can't really get stops. Uh, But yeah, I don't like this matchup for Dallas at all. They are 0-2 against the Clippers this year and struggled with the Clippers' sort of physicality and versatility and toughness both times. And this line at four, I mean, the Clippers are coming off, like you said, a pretty disastrous loss. And they're another team that's getting healthier. You know, Lou Will will be back. Pat Bev getting ramped up. So they're getting healthier as the bubble goes along. This feels like a spot where they might come out and run the Mavs off the floor. So I like Clippers minus four here a lot.
I thought the same thing. I like Clippers minus four. I mean, that line might actually get a little higher. So I jump on it now if you can still get it at minus four. Yeah, Lou Williams did play a little bit in the Suns game. Didn't look real good. Still getting into playing shape. You know, he's probably just been sitting around eating too many wings in his quarantine. We both picked the Clippers to win it all coming into this bubble. I'm a little worried about this pick right now without Harrell. There's still no timeline for him coming back. He's dealing with the death of his grandma, who I guess he was very close with. And I mean, Doc Rivers just said, yeah, they don't have a timeline for him coming back yet. And then we know he's going to have to quarantine for a while once that happens.
Yeah, no, I think the Clippers are having a shaky start here, but that's kind of been the theme for their whole season. I mean, they weren't necessarily operating on all cylinders in the regular season pre-bubble. It was always just kind of like, once we get to the playoffs, they have Kawhi and they have Pat Bev, and they're going to be this, you know, super switchy, super versatile team. So I'm still holding faith in that, you know, reminding it's actually is hard on that point to remind yourself that this is still the regular season. Yeah. Because it feels like something more, definitely. Credit to the NBA for creating that atmosphere. But yeah, I mean, this is still a team that I think is going to be at their peak, you know, hopefully once they get to that 7-game series against the Lakers at some point, which obviously will be unbelievable to watch. But I think both on the Clippers here, right?
Yeah, both on the Clippers minus four. And hopefully, I mean, I see that Dallas team get right just because I do like watching them. I like to make a little noise in the playoffs, but they definitely are struggling right now.
And this is almost certainly going to be a first round playoff matchup now with the Mavericks struggling out of the gate here. They have
absolutely,
you know, two games to make up. And now, you know, the Nuggets are actually nipping right on the Clippers' heels. Although if I'm the Nuggets, I would much rather play OKC than Dallas in the first round.
You'd much rather play OKC than Dallas, really?
If I'm Denver, you know, they match up really nicely against OKC. Steven Adams cannot handle Jokic. And I think Doncic's floor game would be tough for the Nuggets to handle defensively. Because it puts Jokic in a lot of space defensively. But
and one more quick final break to hear from our friends at Ace Per Head, and we'll be right back. Hey, with all these sports back, have you ever thought about, you know what? I'm not going to just bet on the sports anymore. I'm actually going to become the bookie. I'm going to take control of my life. I'm going to start my own small business. But then you get confused. You're like, how do I even start a bookie business? Well, you know what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They got everything covered. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Well, speaking of the Denver Nuggets, we have them as our next game up. We don't have a line yet on this since the Denver Nuggets have been playing, dealing with so many injuries, three of their starters. But we got the Portland Trailblazers who upset the Houston Rockets last night. This looked outrageous. They, you know, they led most of that game. The Nuggets, who just had another nice win today against the Spurs, 132 to 126, high scoring game. I didn't watch a lot of that game. Did you get a chance to?
Yeah, I did. And let me tell you something. Michael Porter Jr. is blossoming star before our eyes, 30-15 again today. And he went 5-for-9 from three again. Jokic, 25 points, 11 assists. I mean, I like the way Denver's playing a lot, and that's why they're not healthy. So watch out for them. I think it's very interesting to see what the Nuggets do here tomorrow night. Like you said, against Portland, will be the second game of back-to-back. Mm-hmm. So you could say, okay, were they holding out Gary and Will Barton and Jamal Murray to play them on the second night of the back-to-back, or are they going to just totally punt tomorrow night's game and rest everybody? But I think I like Portland here regardless. Just feels like, I mean, this is the easiest game they have coming up for a couple games.
Yeah.
And they're hot right now, and they've shown no hesitation to run CJ and Dame into the ground in this playoff push. So
absolutely,
I just like the spot for them.
Yeah, they're playing every game like it's game seven in a playoff series.
Which is fucking awesome to watch.
Awesome to watch. So they've got their eight-man rotation really locked in. They seem to know exactly who they are as a team. Gary Trent Jr. is suddenly like 40% from three or something like that. Like,
oh my God, he's so good.
I definitely like the Nuggets. But if anybody can handle the Joker, I would think it'd be Nurkic, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, former teammates, they definitely can handle each other well. I think they're friendly off the court. But this just feels like a Portland spot. I mean, the Nuggets got two nice wins in a row and opened up that cushion between them and the Jazz to stay in the three hole.
Seemed to be reeling, too.
What?
The Jazz, who seemed to be reeling. I mean, they just...
Yeah. And so if you're Denver, I mean, I feel like you don't necessarily want to step your foot on the gas at this point. So the spot definitely favors Portland, who I assume will end up somewhat of a short dog here. But I like them to get the win tomorrow night against Denver.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you there. Okay, last game on the slate, and then we'll get out of here. We got the LA Lakers versus the Rockets. It's going to be the second game in a row for the Lakers, who are right now, as we record this, playing OKC. OKC is up on them by 12 right now in the second quarter. LeBron and AD started this OKC game. Not sure how many minutes they're really going to play him now that they have the number one seed locked up. I would think they'd even play fewer minutes tomorrow. Where are you going here?
Yeah, no, I thought that tonight would be a target rest night for the Lakers, but it looks like that might be tomorrow. So definitely you want to be paying attention to that. And this is the latest game tomorrow, so you'll have time, obviously, to see the line sort of develop throughout the day. But again, I like the Rockets as a dog, especially against the Lakers, who, remember, there was that great game before the hiatus. That was a TNT late game. But yeah, the Rockets make people uncomfortable. So I like them in any underdog role. So I think obviously the lineup, I could see the Rockets going off as a favorite here if LeBron and or AD don't play. But I like the Rockets here to get the win.
I like the Rockets here also. I'm not sure what the line is going to be, depending. Obviously, you have to wait and see about the news on LeBron and AD, if it might be a rest night for them. Yes, since the Rockets became the small ball savants, they beat the Lakers by 10, and AD just did not know what to do with that small ball lineup. He seemed confused by them. I think he'll figure it out in a seven game series against them, but these one-off games, I really like the Rockets. You're right. I don't think the Lakers are going to be that motivated to play their best players.
Yeah. I mean, look, the issue with the small ball is I think it compels you to want to go inside. But that's not, no one really wants to do that in general in terms of their offense. So, you know, your eyes light up and you dump it into a big, and then you end up, you know, dumping it into your, you know, not great scorer, Rudy Gobert type big man over and over again, and then just takes you completely out of your game. So I really like the Rockets as in any underdog role in a one-off game, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, look for, I guess, JaVale McGee to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
To get a lot of touches as.
Yeah.
Open down low, but
and Dwight Howard's out for this game.
Oh, they've already announced
that. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, get JaVale McGee, I guess, in your DraftKings lineup. I'm sure he's pretty cheap. I don't have his price in front of me. Okay. We need to get going. Zach needs to go on with his life tonight. And yeah, we will be back tomorrow with our preview for more games. Make sure to follow me at the Ryan McKee. Follow Zach at NBA Zach B. Check out our picks. We update them throughout the day as things change. sg.pn/NBA picks, or just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click on NBA. All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Basketball, gimme the ball, because I'm gonna die.